Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. A Wednesday edition of the program. We're going to get done a little bit early today. That's because SLU Billiken's women's basketball, they are in action tonight. We'll have the broadcast for you here on KMOX. Tom Ackerman will have the call of the game as the SLU ladies are in action against St. Bonaventure. Good opportunity for them tonight. SLU 2-6. St. Bonaventure sitting with a 7-2 record. So tip-off from Chaffetz scheduled for 7 o'clock. That means we're going to wrap things up a little bit before 6:45, and pregame coverage will be getting underway at 6:45 right here on KMOX. Here's what we've got coming up on the program in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to talk with Bernie Miklas for our weekly Wednesday conversation with him, and then we'll hear a little bit from Jim Montgomery. He met with the media earlier today after the Blues practice as they get ready to go on a road trip. Kyle Sixta in studio with us today. Kyle, I was just listening to the news with Maria, and she mentioned the numbers that are coming in from the state of Missouri on sports gambling, and how I think I saw earlier today something like 9% of residents throughout the state have already placed a bet in terms of people who are legally of age to be able to do it. So I ask you, have you partaken yet in the legalized sports gambling here in Missouri?
I have not partaken yet, but I only made it back to the state yesterday, so I haven't had enough time yet, Matt.
Okay. All right. I'm not a huge sports gambling guy, but some of these services are offering like tons of free bets and things like that.
They are.
I have not lost a bet yet.
What have you been betting on, Matt?
We don't need to get into that. I took the Monday night game. I took the Giants.
Yeah.
No, I didn't take the Giants. I took the who do they play?
The Patriots.
Patriots. I took the Patriots. Yeah. There was a second half thing the other day. I was looking. The Suns were up big on the Lakers. What was it, two nights ago? And the second half spread was Suns by 4.5. And the Lakers were on a back-to-back. So they shouldn't like have second half. And I put another one of my free bets on that one. And I hit it. And they won by like 20. Like that was a... So it's just... I'm not good at this. It's not something I'm going to do. If the companies want to give me some free money, I'll take advantage of the free money. But yeah, I think I've placed 5 bets so far since Missouri has gone live, and I'm 5-0 so far.
Well, congratulations on your winnings, Matt.
Thank you. Yeah, It's not a lot, trust me. $5, it's like $5 bets, $5. I can't do it. Like, I know it's not something that I would be very good at from a long-term standpoint. We've got a lot to talk about on the program today, even though we only have about another half hour or so leading into it. Blues are, we'll hear from Jim Montgomery coming up later on. They're going to go on another road trip, and they're banged up. They brought up another player today from the AHL. They already recently brought up Alexanteri Koskimäki. There's a lot of talk about him today after practice and what he's going to be able to do. Some young guys are getting an opportunity, so there are injuries right now, and we'll see if that's a good thing or if that's going to be a bad thing for this team. We talked about it a lot during Rush Hour Sports. In fact, it was almost the entire show how the more potential rule changes could be coming in baseball. Jason Stark wrote about it in The Athletic, about maybe looking to do some shifting in the outfield and how that's actually something that Major League Baseball has been thinking about. We continue to see a few things happen here across baseball. The Cedric Mullins has reportedly agreed to a one-year deal with the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm kind of I've been around long enough to know that you don't question the Tampa Bay Rays, that they're pretty smart. I'm going to question the Tampa Bay Rays. It kind of feels like they've lost their way here recently. They're starting to do a bunch of things that are not really Rays-like. They have found some deficiencies in the market that they have been able to take advantage of, and it feels like they're not really taking advantage of those, and I don't totally know what's going on. I don't know if this is partially connected to the ballpark situation. You know, sometimes we forget about stuff like that. When we watched what the A's did last offseason, where they actually spent some money, now it ended up not working for them, but the A's had like a respectable offseason last year, which is not something they normally have. For a lot of people, that was connected to the fact that they were leaving Oakland. They were going into a temporary time in Sacramento, and they wanted to maybe try to get build up a little bit of excitement before they get to Las Vegas. I don't know if maybe the Rays are trying to do some version of that, because right now they're trying to get a new ballpark to be built in the Tampa area while they're still needing to go back to the Tropicana Field after what happened to them, where they had to play in a minor league facility last year. But there's so many forces in baseball right now. That's kind of that's the weird thing, because we're a year out from a potential lockout. Now, but I say potential. I guess it's technically potential, because until the players actually get locked out by the owners on December 1st, it's potential. But we're talking about something that is likely to happen. I think that does impact the free agent market and the trade market this offseason. There's a lot of teams that are kind of in flux in terms of things that they are doing from a business standpoint. It's a very odd time right now. And that impacts the Cardinals as well, because the Cardinals are not a team that's going to be spending a whole lot of money. I think they are going to spend some major league money here in the offseason as they trade players away. I don't think it's an automatic that they're just going to replace them with minor leaguers. I think they'll bring in some legit major league guys, but probably guys who are not quite what they're trading away. But it's just across the industry, it's kind of weird right now. I'll be at the winter meetings. I leave on Saturday. I'll be there next week. I'll be interested to kind of just feel and sense the vibe of what's going on there. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, our good friend Bernie Miklas is going to join us. We got a few things to talk about with him. That's coming up in just a moment as we roll on. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Strikeouts, getting skin, giving our D-men and goaltenders, depending on who's handling the puck, a little more time with it. So making our forwards aware that, you know, running skating interference, which is allowed in this league, so that we give ourselves a little more time on breakouts.
Breakouts maybe earlier in the year weren't as sharp. Have they gotten progressively better, or
I do think they've gotten better, but not to the point where we need them to be.
We talked about this yesterday a lot throughout the year. This is a Blues team that is leaving a lot to be desired, and that's true in a lot of different facets, but it certainly is true from a scoring standpoint. They are not scoring as many goals as we thought they would score when the season got started, and Montgomery spent some time talking about what he feels is missing in the offensive zone.
I think we need to be hungrier offensively like we've gotten defensively. And that just means sacrificing. You got to have two guys inside the dots offensively, or else this league, if you don't score off the rush, it's built off of screen tips, rebounds primarily. You know, there's not a lot of pretty OZP goals. And we just have to have a more burning desire to get to the net front, stop there. It doesn't matter if everybody wants to score the goal. No one wants to be the person screening it. We need more people's faces looking like Jake Neighbors' face and Sundquist's face, you know? And the guys that are already hurt are guys that would be doing that already.
We're going to get an opportunity to see some Alex Zonteri-Casamäki here moving forward, recently being called up from their AHL affiliate in Springfield. Still trying to kind of get settled and figure out what it's like to be in the NHL, but Montgomery spent some time talking about what he has seen so far on the practice ice from Casamäki.
Excitement to be the energy to be in the NHL is obvious, and that's a good jolt for our team right now. Also a little deer in the headlights because, you know, we've changed some things from training camp, so he's just getting acclimated, and a very intelligent player, won't have an issue acclimating to that.
How can he complement, I guess, out there seeing him with Dvorsky and Buchnevich?
Well, him and Dvorsky have played a lot together in the American League, so there's familiarity there. And then Bucci is just a solid veteran that can help those guys offensively and defensively. It was a 200-foot game.
Another player to speak of is Logan Mailloux. He's been, obviously, he went down for a while, and now he's been back up with the Blues for a little while as well. Maybe did not look quite as good in the Blues' last game against Anaheim, but that was true for a lot of players. Montgomery gave an update on what he has seen from Mailloux since he's been back with the team.
I think the young man's done a real good job since he's been back here. You know, I think that the last game would be the game where he's tailed off, but that is true for our entire team. So I think that is more of a team thing than it was Logan Mailloux thing. And I thought that the games that he started with New York, I thought New Jersey, he showed tremendous character coming back from the cut and playing real good minutes for us. In the third, he was going to get out there in a three-on-three situation. So, yes, we're really happy with his development.
What specifically has he done better since he got back from Springfield?
Move his feet better, offensively and defensively, to have a good gap, to support offense. And then he's played with a snarl. He's been physical. He's a big man, and we really encourage him to use that snarl.
Speaking of young players, the Blues did announce earlier today that they have recalled forward Matt Liff from their AHL affiliate in Springfield. So far this year for him, for them, he's appeared in 17 games, leading the team with 7 goals and 14 points. So a guy who certainly has earned an opportunity. Final thing from Montgomery, as mentioned, they're going to be in Boston coming up tomorrow. That's where he was at. He got let go by the Bruins and shortly thereafter was coaching the Blues. He spent a little bit of time talking about his time in Boston.
Personally and professionally, it was a great time for my family. We really enjoyed Winchester, where we lived. Still have tremendous friends that live in the area. Professionally, it's a bag of mixed emotions. Some great times and, you know, some very, very disappointing time.
That is Blues coach Jim Montgomery speaking earlier today. Blues in action in Boston tomorrow night against the Bruins. That's going to do it for this program today. We've got St. Louis University women's basketball on the way next. SLU and St. Bonaventure. Tom Ackerman's got the call of the game, and it's coming up next. Don't go anywhere on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.